Hey, everybody. Welcome to PT Snacks Podcast. This is Casey, your host. And if you're tuning in for the very first time, first of all, welcome. But second, what you need to know is that this podcast is meant for physical therapists and physical therapist students who are looking to learn your fundamentals, or at least master them, in bite-sized segments of time. And last session, we talked a little bit about just deadlifts in general, mostly on the conventional deadlift, how to perform them. And we're going to continue on that today. But real quick, I have an announcement. I've mentioned before that I had a few projects in the making. And now we're at a point where I can announce this. So that's really good. But if you haven't heard of it already, definitely check out IgniteClinicalInstitute.com, or you can find us on Instagram at Ignite Clinical Institute. There's not a whole lot on there right now because we're just building content, but definitely hit follow like right now, because we are going to be offering continuing education credit for basically for renewing your license, things like that too. And we will be having, this is not announced yet, but special little promo for you guys, a free webinar on October 4th. So you definitely, when we get our signups ready, you don't want to miss that, because one, it's free. We're going to be covering nerve differentials. And it's definitely something where, like, now as you're trying to invest in yourself and learn, you'll actually get credit for it too. So again, that's Ignite Clinical Institute. Really excited about it. We've got some awesome stuff in the making for you guys. But now that the announcements are done, let's get back to business. So deadlifts. As I mentioned before, this is a topic that could fill pages and pages of books. And in fact, they already do. But I'm going to condense it down for you a little bit. And the reason why is because I want you as a physical therapist to make sure you understand why you might choose one version versus another. And also, like, what are the differences between them, especially if you are treating someone who is a little bit higher level and needs to have the difference explained for them too. So today we're just going to go in depth a little bit more about different variations out there. As I mentioned in the last episode, we mostly talked about conventional, so you should feel pretty good on that one. But there are also sumo deadlifts, Romanian deadlifts, and stiff leg deadlifts. We're going to spend a little bit more time today talking about the differences between Romanian and stiff leg deadlifts. And the reason why is this is one that often, even in research, you see is misrepresented, or maybe they label it wrong and they're actually doing a different version. So by the time you're done with this episode, you should understand the overall basic difference between them. So we can kind of split these into like more dynamic deadlifts. So think of like a conventional and a sumo. You're moving through a bit greater range of motion. You have a greater knee and hip angle. Again, the difference between the conventional and the sumo is a sumo, you start off in a wider stance with your arms, your grip inside of your legs, whereas the conventional, you're about shoulder width apart with your arms right outside your legs. So if you look at any major lifting competition, a lot of times they'll be conventional or sumo. And with both of these lifts, we can put up some pretty heavy weight with this, right? You know, we have several agonists working at the same time. So if we're thinking about like the conventional, your hamstrings are knee stabilizers and hip extensors. And then your quads are also working as knee extensors in the ascending phase. All right. So if we're talking mainly about the differences between the Romanian and the stiff leg deadlift, the main difference is just how many degrees of knee flexion. So for the Romanian deadlift, you're looking at keeping your knee bent to about 15 degrees of knee flexion, which isn't a whole lot. But with the stiff leg deadlift, you're pretty much trying to keep your legs as straight as possible without them like being locked out per se. Another big difference is that the Romanian deadlift, the lift starts in standing. And then when you're lowering the bar, because your knees are able to bend, you're able to keep it a little bit closer to your legs, and then you stop at about shin level. So it's a shorter range of motion than the stiff leg deadlift, but then you ascend up into standing. So with a stiff leg deadlift, the lift starts from the floor and then it's lowered back to the floor every time, which, as you can imagine, takes a lot more range of motion that you need to be able to go through. Both options, the Romanian and the stiff leg deadlift, can be great for teaching someone a hip hinge, or if you need to be mindful of their knee range of motion, what they're comfortable with, what they're able to do. Sometimes it can be easier to teach people this first, because you're only moving really one joint at a time. Sometimes it's easier to teach someone conventional first. So you just need to be able to take a look at your patient in front of you and assess what their needs are, taking into account their experience with these lifts, what injuries that you are helping them to either recover from, or other adjacent things that have been affected by their original injury, and then also what their interests are. What do they want to do? Are they a power lifter? Well, maybe we should work them towards power lifts, or it's just something that they seem to have responded to well, then we're going to do that because we want them to be successful in our treatment sessions. So both are thought to have a greater emphasis on using the glutes, hips, and hamstrings rather than with the conventional and the sumo. It's like full lower body, just because you are working at a greater, as I mentioned before, knee and hip angle. The hamstrings and the research I found in terms of EMG activation, the EMG activation for the hamstrings is not vastly different, but they're used differently. So for the hamstrings in a Romanian deadlift, you're doing a hip hinge where the knee range of motion is not really changing that much. Whereas for the conventional, hamstrings are also knee stabilizers and hip extensors. So they're just used differently. But there is less like quad activation with the Romanian and the stiff leg. It's definitely posterior chain heavy. For both of these, they can be a great accessory lift as well if you're trying to get someone back to like heavy deadlifting. It can be a good accessory for both. But with the Romanian, you can usually lift a little bit more than you can with the stiff leg deadlift. And you don't quite go through as much range of motion, but the lifting pattern is a little bit more similar to several lifts for powerlifters and weightlifters. Stiff leg deadlift can be a really good accessory for the conventional, especially if the low back is failing at the lockout. You just need to have great hamstring flexibility. Those are the main differences. As I mentioned before, though, you just need to have a reason for why you're doing what you're doing, and have a good understanding on what is different about these, because a lot of research papers, it can be confusing because they will use the terminology for one lift. Like maybe let's say it's a Romanian, but the technique was actually a stiff leg deadlift. So something to be mindful of when you are reading research on these comparisons, to make sure when they're describing in their methods that they're actually doing the correct lift to be able to compare it to whatever it is it's comparing it to. So those are the main differences with that. Again, both are great for learning the hip hinge, a little bit more isolated to the posterior chain, your back extensors, glutes, hamstrings, whereas sumo and conventional are more full body. You can lift heavier weights. If you guys have any questions, please reach out at ptsnackspodcast@gmail.com, or you can find me on Instagram at dr.casey.hankins. Those are all in the show notes below, though. But again, check out Ignite. It's ignite.clinical.institute on Instagram, or you can go to igniteclinicalinstitute.com. There's not a whole lot on there yet, but it is coming, and our first webinar is October 4th. So follow us on Instagram so that you don't miss out on those announcements, and then we will definitely make sure to keep you up to date. That's it for today, guys, and until next time. Thank you.